This is Akashvani, the news read by Reshma Tiwari. The Union Cabinet, under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, today approved five projects worth over 13,000 crore rupees. Briefing media after the Cabinet meeting, In New Delhi today, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said, four multi-tracking projects of railway will cover eight districts across West Bengal, Odisha, Tamil Nadu and Andhra Pradesh. The minister said the government has also approved the upgradation of the Muzaffarpur-Sitamarhi-Sonbarsa section of National Highway 22 to four-lane standard in Bihar.
Five major decisions have been taken. The first four projects are related to the railways, while the fifth is a highway project. The first four railway projects include the quadrupling of the Howrah-Chennai main railway route and the quadrupling of the Cuttack-Paradip railway line. The fifth project is the construction of a four-lane highway from Muzaffarpur via Sitamarhi to Sonbarsa. These projects, with a total cost of 13,041 crore rupees, were approved by the cabinet today.
Total 13,041 crore rupees ke projects aaj cabinet ne approve kiye.
Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari today said that the government's foremost priority is to provide high-quality infrastructure while maintaining cost-effectiveness. He emphasized that there can be no compromise on the quality of infrastructure development. Mr. Gadkari made these remarks while addressing the fourth edition of the Tunnels and Bridges Conference 2026 in New Delhi. He said that his ministry would review the existing provisions governing subcontracting of highway works to ensure that contractual requirements are strictly adhered to and that responsibility for quality and timely execution remains clearly with the principal contractor. President Draupadi Murmu today advised public servants to use social media platforms not only to inform and engage citizens, but also to listen to their concerns, understand them and respond appropriately. She stressed that when information travels rapidly, accuracy, credibility and public interest must always guide official communication. She said this during her interaction with the officer trainees of Indian Information Service and Indian Statistical Service at Rashtrapati Bhavan. U.S. Ambassador to India Sergio Gore today described the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir as an important part of India and said the governments at the center and in the region have taken significant steps to improve the security. Mr. Gore is on his maiden visit to J&K, where he called on Chief Minister Omar Abdullah at his residence in Srinagar. He described the meeting with the Chief Minister as positive and said that both sides have identified key follow-ups to be taken forward in the future. Regarding the U.S. travel advisory for Jammu and Kashmir, Mr. Gore said that although no formal announcement can be made today, the travel advisory should be downgraded as security has improved due to the efforts of New Delhi and the local government. Jharkhand's 26-day-long JPSC-JSSC student agitation has been called off following the state government's decision to cancel several recruitment examinations and order investigations into alleged irregularities. However, the decision has triggered protests by candidates already appointed through the cancelled examinations. The National Human Rights Commission, NHRC, today issued a notice to the Delhi Police Commissioner over a report of alleged physical assault of two men from Manipur in Munirka, New Delhi. Taking a suo moto of the incident, the Commission has called for a detailed report on the matter within 2 weeks. The BRICS Youth Summit and BRICS Youth Council meeting commenced in Gandhinagar today in the presence of Union Minister of State for Youth Affairs and Sports, Raksha Khadse, and Gujarat Deputy Chief Minister Harsh Sanghvi. The India Meteorological Department IMD has issued an orange alert for very heavy rainfall over Chhattisgarh, eastern Madhya Pradesh and western Uttar Pradesh for tomorrow. Heavy rainfall is also expected over Himachal Pradesh, Uttar Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Bihar, Odisha, sub-Himalayan West Bengal and parts of northeast India during the next 2 weeks. Parts of Delhi witnessed heavy rainfall today. IMD has forecast one or two spells of light rainfall at many places of the national capital during morning to afternoon tomorrow. And that is the end of this news bulletin.